Monday, September 9th, 2013, to order and call on our county auditor, Rick Finley, to offer an opening prayer. Rick?
Heavenly Father, we want to come before you and thank you for the blessings you've given us. And we just want to thank you most of all for being God that you are and the great compassion you have on, mercy you have on us. And we thank you, Lord, for your Son that you sent to die upon a cross for us. We pray, Lord, that you would just shine down a wisdom to us today, Lord, to help us to make decisions, be pleasing to you, and just honor you in each and everything that we do. And we want to lift up those that we know may need your healing hand, and pray, Lord, that you would be with them, those that may be a little bit put out because they're having to deal with someone that needs your healing hand. And we know that sometimes that's even tougher on them. We just pray that you'd be with them, too. Be with our soldiers, dear Lord, and watch over them, and just give us guidance in all we do. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great. Oh, I forgot we had you up first. I'll wait. Commission remarks. Brandon, Danny. I would just note that we have a limited agenda this morning. The road and bridge updates, however, is going to be, I think Randy asked for at least an hour, and we're going to talk about, in part, what did I hear?
Outgranted roads.
Outgranted roads. We're waiting for the return of our auditor, who's going to present a monthly budget report.
If you want to move on to approval of payroll, I'll make a motion to approve payroll.
Motion's been made to approve payroll. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor of approval of payroll, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mr. Finley, would you join us for a monthly budget report?
I sent you this again this morning because I know sometimes if email's a week old in my folder, it gets lost. But
I appreciate you sending us another email with that information.
You know, I think that you guys can read those numbers as well as I can, but I would like to say, you know, looking at general county revenue, we're down balance-wise. We started with 9.8 and down to 9.3, and that may sound bad, but we were expecting maybe even more than that. And I think that normally our last 3 months of the year are better for us as far as maintaining a balance than the first nine. We usually have bigger sales tax revenues in at least one of these months, and we paid some of the big bills that have to go out already. So I think we're looking pretty good right now.
Now you're solely discussing that sales
general,
tax.
That was general county revenue. There.
All yes. Overall general mm-hmm. county revenue, including mm-hmm. sales tax. Mm-hmm. And sales tax, as I understand it, we're a couple percent above where we mm-hmm. were at this time last mm-hmm. year,
yes.
but we're still under where we were year before last. Mm-hmm. So. You guys have any questions on the report that was emailed to us? Other comments, Rick?
I don't have anything else.
Thank you.
Wanted to answer questions if you had.
Appreciate it. Maybe you and I can sit in the very near future and try to organize a preliminary scheme for the budgetary process?
Probably the week after next week. It might be sometime between then, but I've got a lot of things going on this week and next week, so I'll try to have that.
Then in a couple of weeks, we can sit down and we can try to hammer out an agenda. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. Good morning, Sheila. Could you join us for just a moment? We have in front of us a AP request that's been in front of us before. It's to Spencer, Fain, Britt, and Brown, which is a law firm that has been representing Sheila, representing the county collector, county collector's office, I should say.
Thank you.
Regarding the railroad and utilities situation. The request is in front of us for payments from 12/31/2012 and on a monthly basis up and through, if I'm looking at this right, Sheila, July.
I think it's actually June. They bill back behind. The bill came in July, but
okay.
It's for the work. I've got a
another bill
for the month of July. I just got it, I think, Friday, maybe Thursday.
Can you give me an idea what that bill is going to be or close to it?
You know what? I glanced. I hadn't.
It's not important. I was just curious.
I think maybe it's $4,000, but I cannot tell you that for sure.
Well, we've been a long process to getting to this point, and I'm sure a lot of frustration on all sides as to payment of these bills. Short historical note about it. The County Commission's questions and hesitance about this particular bill is that there is no agreement in place between the County Commission and the law firm in question. That, statutorily and through the court's process from cases that have been filed, is an indication to us from our counsel that the County Commission has before it bills that have not been ordained or sanctioned as Missouri law provides that they will be. However, as we are advised from our counsel, the County Commission has the ability to approve an agreement between another elected official and outside counsel if they choose to do so. And that really was not all of the question that there was at the time, but it was one of the questions that was raised because there was no agreement that was signed by the commission, there was no attestation by the county clerk, and there was no signature that funds were available in the fund by the county auditor as required under Missouri law. However, again, counsel has advised us after reviewing this, and obviously after talking to your counsel that represents you on this particular case, that there is a sentence within Missouri law under the statutes that created this technology fund, which is also known as the tax maintenance fund, that can be interpreted to mean that these funds could be utilized for payment to attorneys. Actually, payment for anything, I think, is basically what the law says. With that given, our counsel advises us that this county commission has the ability to move forward and pay this bill by and between you and Spencer, Fain, Britt, and Brown. Now, you have provided us that you do have an agreement between you and them. We have a copy of that here that you've provided. We have a breakdown of the bill itself. Counsel has asked us, and I would also suggest to anyone else that this has been given to, that there's probably a lot of privileged information on what has come through the process that your council may not want to be released, and they have suggested to us not to release it in deference and respect to you and to your counselor. So that's what I'm requesting. I don't know if the auditor has a copy of this. Rick?
It was put through in the accounts payable because I was given different...
I know that it's out there, but the caution from our council is leading us to believe that at least what we have received, we're going to keep in-house until your council can advise us that it can be released.
I don't know that I agree with that, Ron. So.
I'm just saying what the council told us. But.
Right. But you also said this commission believes.
I apologize. I believe, personally, and I'm going to back up and let these two gentlemen address whatever it is. You're right, and I stand corrected.
By her submitting through accounts payable, it makes it, I mean, any attorney-client privilege that was there is no longer there by it being submitted to accounts payable.
I agree 100% with you. My point was that we have been cautioned that perhaps we should still respect the confidentiality that's within this. And no, we haven't made any decision about whether or not we're going to release it. You're right. That's a side note. Here we are. We have a bill in front of us today for $39,898.89. That's on top of the bills that were paid at the end of last year before we realized that that's what it was for and we questioned it. But I say that because it came to us through purchasing after we reached a limit that the purchasing director felt should be bid. You started to say something? You were leaning?
You go ahead. I'm waiting to see how you're finishing.
Okay. So we have this bill in front of us. You've advised us this morning that we have another bill or bills that will be forthcoming. So the question today is whether or not we will pay the invoices that are in front of us. Danny and Brandon. Comments?
Have you looked over the bill, Sheila, I'm assuming?
Pardon?
Have you looked over the bill, I'm assuming?
Each month when I submitted them back before, I looked over them.
And you're fine with everything that's in them? There's no, you don't feel like there's any errors in billing or any overcharges or anything like that?
Quite honestly, when I get bills from attorneys, I can look at them and I see what, and it says 20, several of these bills in there, different times in these bills, and the last one that is being submitted is because you hired your attorney to ask him a question. So every time you hire your attorney to ask a question,
we get billed for it.
And then we get billed for it. Then I get billed for it when they answer it. And, gentlemen, anytime you want to ask me a question, it'd be a lot cheaper to just come and ask me. I'd much rather that. I can't. I think it's such a waste of money to. But in answer to your question is like when it, you know, details all of that out, I look at it and they charge their rate and I have to accept it.
So you're okay with it?
You haven't
said, hey, why did we get charged X amount for, so you're fine with it?
I felt I had no choice.
You have a choice. Anytime you get a bill, you can always look over and go, I mean, if you go to the grocery store and buy something, you have a choice.
Yes, I look over it.
Okay.
But
so you're okay with it, how it sits?
It.
Yes or no? You're okay with it, how it sits?
Yes, on February 16, 2012, when I sent an email to the county commission.
This bill right here, ma'am.
Yes.
$39,898.89, grand total, all the bills included, you're okay with it. You want us to pay it.
I would not have put the purchase order if I had not requested being paid. And
it's
this would be the last time I
yes
put
or
it
no
through.
You
yes
want it paid. Okay. Move to pay. Check number 336650.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve check number 336650. Discussion. A couple of quick questions. We have the agreement from Spencer Fain. Were there any amendments to the agreement?
No.
Just a quick note, without belaboring this fact or going into a whole lot of detail. You need to chat with them. When I look at the amounts that they said within here that they were going to charge you per hour, you need to take a look at the invoices and see what they're actually charging you per hour, because there is a time within the set of invoices where they have increased those amounts. And it's high enough as it is, but we need to only pay what we owe. And I think that based upon the fact that you're going to have future bills or a bill that you currently have, they're going to be more than willing to adjust that. Now, personally, I have heartache with this, and I've had heartache with it from the beginning, but here we are. We've got an attorney that represents the county commission. We've got an attorney that we use for litigation. We have a prosecuting attorney, and we have five assistant prosecuting attorneys. And when you add those eight attorneys' hourly wages together, it's less money than what we're paying the lead counsel here per hour. So I'm hopeful that somewhere in the near future we can find conclusion. To this agreement.
Sir?
Yes.
I, along with others, personally feel that part of the commission has held up this agreement, that the schools have spent a great deal of money, that it hurts me to think how much money has spent on attorneys when it should not have been.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been settled. As you know, the commission first intervened, and it appeared that everything was going to be worked out, that those that received funds they should have not, that they would work out over a long period of time what would cause them the least harm, and it would be solved. But some were led to believe by perhaps our county commission, I've been told, that they could keep those funds, and there was other means they could do towards keeping those. All of this resorts in attorney fees. Unfortunately, all of that money should be going to educate our children. This money should be, it's the people's money. No, I do not like it. But this is a position that we're put in, and I have to protect the collector's office, this county, and we have to see back that is given to the people that it belongs. The reason we chose this firm was because they had the experience in dealing with government matters. The county commission does not have, Taney County does not have a county counselor. You have your attorney. You have an attorney that Frank Cotties. The prosecutor is simply too busy to handle this. Mm-hmm. He is loaded. And I checked, and this was advised that who would be first, who would be best. And like I said, I sent an email to the county commission and requesting this. And you're the one that replied back, and that was in February of 12. I did not go ahead and proceed then. It was suggested to me that I need an attorney after the actions and statements that were made by the county commission.
What were the actions and statements that were made by the county commission, Sheila?
When the county commission, as you know, Ron.
No. What were the actions and statements that were made by the county commission?
The statements, when you called the meeting, when I wanted to just explain to you the railroad and utility, what had happened, and I had said anytime you had any questions, I was in my office anytime. Instead, when a great deal of media was set up, all the cameras and the board and everything was invited, and statutes were read stating that you could go back on the collector because the collector had failed to faithfully perform her duties. And then when it continues on in statements in the paper by one of the superintendents, and all of that information is in that, the commission never asked me on it when they didn't approve the payroll. When they didn't approve them, excuse me, when you did not approve the request for payment out of the tax maintenance fund, when you didn't approve it, nothing was said to me that it wasn't approved. I had to be told by someone else. I was never told why it wasn't approved, what you wanted, and different people would come and tell me, that's not the way that we should be operating between one official to another. Different people would come and say, they said they didn't approve it because of this. They wanted this information. Ron, I didn't realize till I started going through all of this, some of the information that you had told some that was the reason it wasn't approved, you had it from October 2012. Now, as far as information, yeah, my attorney probably wouldn't appreciate me sitting here and talking like this, but I'm just going to tell you like it is. In the when Hollister School had filed against my bond after recommendation from someone, then, and when they were denied, you gentlemen had a meeting here, and that was after saying that you were taking over, you told the schools and such. Then you had the meeting with the county counselor here.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about. So when you say you gentlemen,
yeah.
Okay.
Please be more specific if you actually have names.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I don't like the accusatory, you gentlemen. A lot of this, I guess, was beaten before I was up. You know, I understand I'm part of the commission, and I take that responsibility. But a lot of this, I don't have a clue to what you're talking about.
Okay. The three commissioners.
Well, hold on just a second. You're not the only one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The three commissioners scheduled a meeting with the superintendents and your counsel, and you instructed them that it was going to be up to the collector.
What three commissioners?
Mr. Hausman, what three commissioners were here when...
You're talking, not me. Go ahead. Okay. We're going to answer all of this.
Okay.
Well, again, was this before me, or are you saying that I was here with some superintendents and the council? Because, again, that never happened. With me. I can't speak for those two.
Let me just address very quickly some of the things that are here in front of us and a couple of facts. This county commission had a meeting with some of the superintendents to let them know that a lot of the ludicrous baloney that was going along out there and a lot of the accusations about this county commission being involved or not being involved was not true. And I think we made those comments. We let them know for a specific purpose that we were not involved and we were advised by our counsel that we were not involved. This was a direct suit between yourself, the county collector, and elected county official, and the school districts whom had not received the distribution of funds according to law. Not the county commission. We had been questioned by the public as to why we weren't taking care of this issue. And we couldn't, quite frankly, and we were advised and have continued to be advised that we couldn't. That was our purpose in sharing with the superintendents. We can't solve this for you. We're sorry. Am I misstating that?
No, you're not misstating it.
And that was prior to Brandon sitting here as a county commissioner.
This entire issue has nothing to do with the county commission. I don't know where Mrs. Wyatt's coming up with the information that she's blaming the county commission. This has to do with the collector and the railroad and utilities distribution. Has nothing to do with a county commission whose responsibility is to make sure that the bills are paid by this county that should be paid. And when we go to council and they advise us not to, at one point, get involved, then that's what brought all these questions on. I have no idea where you come up with the conclusion that the county commission is responsible for any of this when it states by state statute, and I'm the one that read the state statutes, that the collector is responsible for any computer errors, and you admitted right here, and it's on tape, that this was a computer error. But it says that the collector is responsible for that computer error over a 10-year period. So I don't know where you come up with the statement. It's easy to blame the county commission for all faults that take place in the county. This is one of those that has nothing to do with the county commission.
I'm not blaming the county commission.
Let me tell you, just to let you know, because it sure sounds like that you made the statement that it was because this county commission has been dragging its feet And this county commission has been advising supervisors not to settle, which is, at least I'll speak for this commissioner, is absolutely unfounded and untrue.
Okay. I did say, and I am saying, that I believe the actions of some of this county commission have hindered in the settlement in the Railroad Utility.
A settlement.
But, Mr. Commissioner Williams, in answer to when the first meeting took place, it was February, I believe, of 2012.
Because you're sitting there saying the commission, I'm like, I don't remember that happening at all.
Well, February 2012, I believe, you can pull the commission records, was when the first meeting took place. And so then it would have been a different Western commissioner then.
Here we are, and it is September of 2013. You've been in office since January 1 of 2013. Have you had any discussions with any of the superintendents or advised them to drag their feet or ask them not to settle? Neither have I.
Commissioner Hausman, at that time, you instructed everyone in this room that the commission would, that any agreements or anything done would be handled through the commission. And I won't go through all of that now. It's on tape and transcribed. And so they were under that belief for whatever actions that took place. And you then had a closed session meeting with the school boards and the superintendents. And any actions that took place from that point, but later then...
Let me tell you, I can't share with you what happened in an executive session
if you weren't in it.
But I can tell you this. The gist was, we're not involved. We haven't been involved. We're not going to be involved unless our counsel advises us to do so. Now, had we been sued, our attorney would have been involved. And when you asked if you could get an outside counsel, and I said, well, the expenditure of those funds, Sheila, the responsibility of that is yours. My intention for having made that comment was, you better find out how you can spend those funds. And if I remember in the email trail, you then thanked me for my answer. And I sent you an email back and said, are you talking about a personal attorney for yourself or one for the county? Is that the email trail that you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And I said, on behalf of the collector and office, and in turn, it would benefit the county. And once again, thank you for your reply. I thank you for your quick reply. And once again, I'm here if you have any questions at all.
Well, unbeknownst to me, I thought when you were seeking personal attorney, it was an attorney that you were going to be paying. So much to my great surprise, we discovered that it wasn't. It was an attorney that was going to be paid for out of county taxpayer dollars, of which we do have fiduciary responsibility, although Missouri law provides that you will oversee this technology fund. Our question was originally, is a technology fund allowed to be used for attorney fees? That was the gist of the entire question as to whether or not those funds could be utilized for that purpose. Our attorney tells us today that there is a section of that law that was crafted that is broad enough that they believe will allow you to do that. That's why we're here today, to pay a bill that we have no desire of paying, at least from my perspective, and that's where my vote is coming from, based upon what our attorneys have told us. That's as simple as I can put it.
And I hate to appear argumentative in any way, but perhaps this is a time when you said that you believed that I was going to hire an attorney and pay for it myself.
Well, when I asked personal attorney, that's what I meant when I sent that in my email, Sheila.
If I was hiring a personal attorney for myself, paying for myself, I wouldn't be asking you your belief in hiring this attorney. I explained to you his background and...
Two separate things. The first question was whether or not you had the authority over the fund, and I agreed that you did and that you needed to check and see what uses, and you had to make that decision. Go find out whether or not you could spend it for that purpose. That was my intent. That doesn't make any difference. It's not a decision by this commission. It was a discussion between you and me. I don't want to go there.
That's fine. I'm here today.
My attorney has advised me that we can pay this if we want to pay this. And there's a $40,000 bill sitting here in front of me, which I really think you need to take a close look at and adjust some of the things that are in it for the future. I mean, there's a lot of things in here. You've got an attorney making $375 an hour talking to an attorney about this case in the same law firm that's making $250 an hour, and they're billing us for chatting about it. That hurts. Sorry.
On several occasions in that bill, there's several occasions where there are attorneys and their firm chatting for 0.4, 0.6, 0.8 hours and charging this county large quantities of money for their chat in their own firm. And it really disgusts me in the first place that, that we would be billed for such a thing. Then also, throughout the community, I've heard this same thing, that the word has came down that this has something to do with the county commission, and why don't we take care of it? This has nothing to do with the county commission. This entire railroad utility and school situation has nothing to do with the county commission.
Well, I can tell you from this perspective, Commissioner Strahan, that if the legal fees continue to mount and it would cost us less just to give monies to the schools, maybe it's something that the county should consider. Because when you combine what we're paying in legal fees and what the schools have paid, which I have got to imagine that combined is probably $100,000 at least, this is quickly growing into something far more than what originally occurred. We have a motion in front of the floor to pay the invoice as presented. Is there further discussion, Danny, from either you or from Brandon regarding this invoice? All in favor of paying the invoice number 336650, that's the check number, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. When you receive your next invoices, if you will present them to us, it will be at least my intention, I don't mean to speak for the commission again, to see that those get approved, provided you'll take a close look at this, Sheila.
I've looked at that many times.
Yes.
I'm not happy with it.
Yes.
And I'm so sure the schools are not happy with theirs. And I know that I'm certain the schools, when it comes from a law firm, they're going to have it detailed like that, Mr. Strahan. They're going to detail out 0.20 hours, how much they charge you for a phone call, how much they charge you for my bankruptcy attorney does the same thing. And I know you're talking about...
I won't state what, but what this would do would give an opposing counsel the opportunity to see what they're spending their time doing, what they're talking about. That's the part that our attorneys feel they would probably consider to be confidential. The amount of money and the hours is not problematic, and that is part of the public's right to know. But attorneys are very closed-mouthed about their cases when litigation is still pending, about what they're investigating and their thoughts on that. That's just the thought that I'm passing on to you.
Mr. Housman, if you would have come in at any time, I would have opened my file and showed you any time, like I've told you at any time.
Appreciate it.
And I've told you that different times. The only way that I have to communicate with you is when you tell someone else that I'm not paying it because I haven't seen this. When, sir, I knew that the opinion when I went through this.
To the best of my knowledge, the only times that we have spoken about this, the only time I've spoken mm-hmm. about this is here when we have a meeting.
That's
and
right.
And then press reports what I say. Again, I'm going to say this. If you have a future invoice, I'm asking you to take a look at these past invoices, because even if you approve them and you say that you've looked at it many times, they're charging you more per hour than what they agreed to charge you. They're no longer charging $375 an hour, Sheila. They're charging you more. Just look at it. That's all I'm suggesting.
Does your attorney break out yours like that?
I guess you're not.
That's irrelevant.
I want to know, because if you know, when you said that you compared it to your attorney and the prosecuting attorney.
No, in the executive session when we got this and we were asking the opinion of whether or not mm-hmm. we could pay it, and they looked at it, they said, you need to caution the collector and perhaps have her share with the attorney that all this was submitted. I apologize, they even brought it up. I should have done that in private. That's my mistake. But we're not going to share this.
There has been
the same person that has come in, and whether it be by the collector's wishes or otherwise, a person came in to this commission meeting twice requesting why we hadn't paid this bill. It was to my amazement that he's been to all the school boards asking the same thing and blaming this on the county commission. The county commission, may I state again, has nothing to do with this railroad utilities mistake that's been made. It's been made by a computer error by the collector, admitted by the collector that it was an error. So when we hear this and those people that sit on those school boards ask questions about this, and we can't even answer it because it's not our bill. We've got to pay the bill here, and it comes out of your fund, which is taxpayer dollars. And it's really irritating to me to know that someone is going to school board meetings and getting up and making statements that it is the county commission's fault, and it has nothing to do with the county commission. And the statutes cover it quite clearly. I have read those statutes trying to clear all that up. The law is the law. And so I just I hate the fact that you came before us this morning and made the statement that if this county commission had done this and if this county commission had done that, well, it has nothing to do with the county commission. We have an obligation whenever our attorneys ask us, is there a contract in place? Is there this? Is there that? It is our responsibility to look into the.
Commissioner Strahan, I'm sure you read in those papers, too, I think a quote from one of the school superintendents where he made in the paper that they were receiving direction from the county commission, that they were, that they didn't want to do anything that was in contrary to what the county commission would want. I'm sure you read that in that paper.
I don't read the paper.
Okay. Well, it was in the bill. It was in what I submitted to you. And I've read it many times. I've read others. And when this county commission at that time, and Mr. Williams was not on it at the time that commission took, and then after the next day, the Western commissioner went on the radio and questions were answered and statements were made. I had in my hands at that time where the bonding company had already denied the that school district. I wanted to present that. At that time, I was told by my attorney, no, just wait.
You have submitted for public record, so it's the first time that I've had an opportunity to see it, what the bonding council told one of the schools who had no standing to file because they had not.
Mr. Hausman,
I have it here.
But that's what bothered me when I was going through all these papers. Your attorney was copied on that at that time in 2012. Your attorney was copied on that. So the commission would have known all about it.
Let me state it again.
Yes.
Ma'am. First time I saw this letter was when it's stapled to this stack of an invoice. Why all this information has piled on to an invoice, I'm not sure, but it's here. And there's also a copy in here where you have contacted MOPRM.
Yes, after you told someone that they would pay it under errors and omissions.
No, I told someone that possibility existed. Mm-hmm. And that someone came straight to you. We're talking about the county clerk, I'm sure, because mm-hmm. that's who I told that to. Mm-hmm. And you contacted MOPRM, and as I understand, MOPRM directed you to One Beacon because they're the ones that had the coverage. Did you contact One Beacon?
MOPRM had the coverage.
Did you contact One Beacon?
I did not contact anyone else. MOPRM denied it. They had the coverage from 2001 through 2008 or 9.
Right, and how many years does legally, if there is a court case, will this go back? Isn't it 3 years? Is that what that's what has been said on various occasions? That would have fallen under.
Not necessarily. One, that's not.
Okay, mm-hmm. But it would have fallen under One Beacon's tenure with us. The mistake was found when, and it was corrected when?
The program was written in 2001 and 2010.
The mistake was discovered when?
It was discovered when the settlement was sent out for 2011. It was sent in January of 12 for 2011 distribution.
That would have been one beacon for those previous 3 years. That's not important either. This county commission has approved that. Trying to find that newspaper article.
Mr. Hausman, see, that's what I mean.
That you were alluding to? If I remember it, I am trying to remember, it seems like that one of the superintendents stated they were going to look to the county commission and they were going to do what the county commission said, and I think that that's probably when we let them know that the county commission didn't have anything to do with it.
Two, in both papers.
Pardon?
It was stated twice in the papers, different papers. But what you just said in regard to the insurance, that's another thing that I was told the schools had been told. They can go to someone else to get paid back rather than pay it back themselves.
I'm sorry?
Just what you said in regard to asking if Beacon, which I don't not deal with that, but is that the schools, it's just another indication that the schools have been told you can keep the money, you can go to someone else, get someone else to pay it back for you. Go to the collector or go to an insurance company and keep the money. And that hampers when you have something.
Would you help me out? Who has told them that, Sheila? Who told them that, Sheila?
What did you just say right then?
Who told them that, Sheila?
Then asked me. You asked me if I had contacted another insurance company.
Sheila, the reason I bring it up is you've got a copy of your email here of having contacted an insurance company.
Upon what I considered your request. I tried to cover any reason that you had given, and this was my last time I was going to submit this to you. I'm glad that you have decided to. The state auditor has, I'm sure, told you that it needed to be paid, that if you didn't pay it, you had to have a legal reason.
No, the state auditor hasn't made any such claims to us, Sheila, nor have we had a discussion about this.
But well, this is what they shared with me.
Zero, none. We were here today, and the only question that you were going to be asked when you came in was if you approved this and if you were asking us. That's what we chatted about briefly here at our prelim thing. Just, that was it. And here we are into this long dialogue and diatribe.
Yes, we are.
But actually, it's nice to get it out. This county commission is not involved in this case. To the best of my knowledge, let me restate that, this commissioner is not, and I'm not advising the schools to do anything.
Let me clear one thing up. I mean, it keep the term.
Nor am I dragging this on.
This county commission, and then one commissioner went and told, this county commission has not contacted the schools in individual capacities. After the experts were hired to settle this thing, the schools themselves hired an expert to give them an opinion to try to get this thing settled. This county commission, when you say county commission, we have to act as three. Everyone knows that. It doesn't mean if one of us come out and made a statement to in some effect to this that it would even mean anything, because the county commission has to vote on these issues. And well, the county commission is not involved in the case that is before us, that this bill is represented. The payment of this is the only thing that we're involved in.
And the expert that the schools hired agreed with the figures that the collector had submitted from the beginning. I just wanted to share that with you, Mr. Strahan, in case you didn't know. The expert the schools hired agreed with the figures that the collector's office had.
And what that means is, if I'm not mistaken, is the correct amount of monies were collected, right? That's the figures. It's just that they were distributed improperly to the school districts.
It means that the correct amount of monies were collected, and right, they agreed with what this school should have had and what they were saying that Kirbyville was overpaid, what they were saying that Hollister was overpaid. They were agreed with the figures so that they would have grounds to work upon of knowing what needed to be paid back. to make everything totally fair and upright. If you found $100 laying in the floor and it belonged to Ron, that...
Well, if it belonged wrong, I'd keep it.
You would?
Joking.
I know you are, sir. I know you are. Because you know that someone's watching you much greater than one of us. And we answer to him. Thank you so much. And once again, if you have any questions, if there's any documents you want to see, my office is open. And I'm happy to answer them for anyone.
Please take a look at this.
I will.
And then hopefully, and I'm 100% confident that the law firm has just made some mistakes that once shown, they'll correct. And we can take care of that in a future billing. I honestly believe that of them. I don't believe it's anything other than an honest mistake, but it is a mistake. Again, it doesn't amount to much when you look at the overall cost of things, but it is something. I wish this had never happened. I wish it had never occurred, and that we were not here discussing it. And I hope that everything is hunky-dory today regarding these issues. We still have the same individual that's doing the program, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We're very lucky right now to have him. There's Kent County would not be in good shape right now in regard to getting out the tax bills if we didn't have him. And as you know, we do have to, that program is retiring, and we have to go out and choose a program that is, and it's a very serious and very, and as you know, how much testing is done in that and how much that we have done. And just last week I was visiting with other counties, and that's another issue. But, you just have to check every item, everything. I appreciate any time that you want to go over this. If you, I stand alone, Ron, and you know that. And I work for the people the very best I can. I will continue to do that. I will not spend their money unwisely, and I don't want to spend it on attorney fees, period. I try to do everything that I can to avoid that. In this situation, there is no way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any questions, Mr. Williams? And as I think, you were not present either one of the meetings because, the last one was the last one after the first of the year when you called the superintendents to tell them that you had no role in it.
I said that I did not meet any superintendents.
Okay.
So please don't insinuate that there might have been after I took office. No, ma'am.
Pardon? When the meetings were in here, they were official meetings, and I was just trying to thank the very last one.
I have never met in a professional capacity with any superintendents.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then it must have been
please
for the first
year. Please don't insinuate otherwise.
Pardon?
Please don't insinuate otherwise.
I won't insinuate. If I do it, I'll have a document in front of me.
Thank you.
I'll pull the records on that last meeting. Thank you.
Thank
Are
you.
We through?
Bill's been approved. Let me apologize to those of you who are here to speak to us that this approval has taken this long. A lot of things have been said. A lot of things have been said out there that have been misleading, and maybe this was for the best. I'm sorry that we even had to have the discussion. Where are we? University of Missouri Extension update. What have you got for us? How are you today, Crystal?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope I bring good news. The University of Missouri Extension is planning to release the 4-H position here in Taney County. It should be posted this month. When we get it posted, it'll have to be out for 30 days for people to apply to the university. Then after that position sits open for that 30 days, they will start the interview process. After they do the interview process, however many candidates they approve to move forward, it's usually 1 to 3. They will bring them down to Taney County to speak in front of our county council. And then our county council will make a recommendation of who we want to move forward and offer that position to. So it's kind of the process that we go through.
How many people sit on our council?
Right now there are 9 from each district that we have open, and then we have 4 appointed members, I believe. But we are short one on one of the sides, so we have 8 on one and 9 on the other, and then 4 appointed, I believe. So we hope that to get that filled, because the 4-H year is starting again right now, and so it's kind of a good time to get somebody in, and we have 2 clubs in the county now, so we need them to form their own council, and that will be helped by having a specialist here. So hopefully we can get the year off started well for them, so that they can really move forward as a program. We are already talking about VITA again, so just say publicly that we always want and are in need of VITA volunteers. So Nellie is already out making that plea, so I'll just extend that again.
For those who don't know, would you explain what that is that may be listening?
Sure. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is ran by the University of Missouri Extension. It helps moderate to low-income families get their taxes prepared free of charge, and that is a volunteer-run organization, and we provide the education that the volunteers need, and those volunteers come throughout Taney and Stone counties. So the more volunteers we have, the more people that we are able to help at every site. And so
how many people were we able to assist last year?
Almost over 12,000.
Yeah, that's quite a few.
Over 12,000 people.
How much money are we doing? Incredible.
I forget.
I don't even know off the top of my head the economic impact, but it's very substantial. And we actually had less volunteers last year than we have had in the past. So we're going to partner with OTC this year. We're really excited to have them as a new partner. We're moving our site from College of the Ozarks to
OTC,
thank you. And so we're really excited about that new partnership, and so we hope that we'll just be able to really grow at least that site. You know, we can only do so much here in our office in Forsyth, but that site in particular, you know, we have a lot of room, and they're being very helpful. We're involving, I believe, the SIFE program over there, and so the more volunteers, like I said, that we get, the more people that we're able to help, and there is a huge need. I mean, we fill up every slot we have almost. So we do have a few other things coming up. We have our new specialist here in our office. I've been talking about him for a while. He is in and getting settled. Jim Worth is our human development specialist, and he will be having a child care, a daycare series. The people that have the licensed child care programs have to get continuing education in order to keep that licensing, and so we provide a lot of that training. So he'll be hosting a series of those here in Taney County for the licensed child care providers. And then Nellie also has a Making Money Count series starting here in Forsyth on September 23rd, and people can contact our office for more information about that. And also the Master Gardener Brown Bag Lunch Series continues here at our office. I believe October will be the last one. And they've really had a great response in the community about those programs during the lunch hour. So we really do have a lot going on in the next few months, and hopefully, like I said, bringing on another specialist so we can continue to increase our programming here. I might mention one thing. We've yet to see the would it be the maintenance department to look at the office in the back. So now that I do feel we'll have somebody in place by November. We do need to have somebody. I'm a little worried that maybe that porch won't support the weight of all, you know, the desk.
What are you suggesting about the person that's coming in?
Well, I don't know. I just have people asking me, are we going to be able to put desk and filing cabinets? And I don't know. So somebody needs to look at it. But we will need electrical outlets put in there and a vent of some kind.
Randy, can you work with maintenance to take a look at that? Thank you.
And that's all I have. And we thank you for your continued support.
I'd like to make a statement on the addition of Mr. Worth. And he made a statement in the extension meeting the other night that I was present at that other counties, he named the counties, and one of them was Greene County, and other counties are budget-wise not supporting and not growing extension as Taney County is. Taney County's extension program is, as you can tell from Crystal's comments throughout her monthly meetings, we're constantly adding, working, doing different things that support the community. And the amount of money that we save Taney County citizens through the VITA program, the value of the youth through the 4-H program, all these things that are added programs and the added need for space, just shows that we do have a great interest in Missouri Extension and the value that it has to the citizens of this county.
Yeah, thank you. There are not a lot of counties that are adding specialists. And in mm-hmm. fact, as you just mentioned, we are moving specialists around because counties are not able to support enough specialists. But we are here in Taney County, and we're really excited to do that and to, you know, continue to increase our programming with your support. So we really do appreciate it.
Other comments, guys? Crystal?
Thank you.
Thank you much for your report. And Randy has given me the nod back there that he'll work with maintenance to take a look at the questions you have regarding that area.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Court orders?
But before you leave.
Yes, go ahead.
Before you leave that, Randy, I think that probably with Crystal's concerns about that back porch and everything, that we might ought to have an engineer actually look at it to see if we need to add a block foundation or something under part of that. So I think that that probably needs to take place other than us just going ahead and...
Well, what I meant was he could take an initial
right.
look at. Christy, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. The first thing that I'm presenting is personal property abatements. Again, these are have been done in the tax book. We're removing the old incorrect bill. A new bill was already created and sent to the collector's office. So we're just correcting the tax book.
Okay. I had brought a question before about tracking the new bills so that we can see the new assessments.
The add-ons.
I know that there was, that Donna told us that there was some agreement by the county commissioners in the past to just let those flow through.
Uh-huh.
Statutorily, I think they have to be approved by the county commission.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we just had those attached to, or we had a separate accounting of them, I had asked to look into that to see. Fairly confident I'm right about that,
but okay.
But but if you'll just as a reminder that we can take a look at that.
Okay.
Just to make sure that we're according to Hoyle. So what you have in front of us are a number of, and these are personal property. Oh, there's real estate behind
you. Yeah, this is just the first page.
So the first page is personal property.
Mm-hmm.
And can we call this Exhibit A?
I already marked on paper as 1, but we'll go ahead and call it A if you want.
With today's date attached thereto.
Motion for approval of Exhibit A.
Is there a second?
You want to add dated 9/9/13?
Danny, is it all right if we add the date, he said?
Yes.
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 Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit A, dated 9/9/13, as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
At the second page are real estate court orders. On the front, page 1 of 2, these are all 2013 bills which have been presented from the assessor's office. They need to be approved so that the collector can pull.
How many pages do you have in front of you?
2, but this one is two-sided.
How tricky. Pay attention, Ron. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Anyway, we'd like to get these approved so that they can pull the bill before they're sent out, and then we can make the correction for the 2013 tax year and send them a correct bill.
Well, okay, help me with this. So the first value we see...
That's, she typed that in the notes wrong. It's actually going to fully residential. It's not commercial anymore. It was a split, now it's going to full residential.
Are the other values behind it correct? I mean,
yeah, she's taken it from the residential commercial split. They sent the affidavit letter stating that it's their home, mm-hmm. that they live there, and it's not available for nightly rental, so they're making it fully residential.
Which number are you referring to?
The first.
The first two.
0374 mm-hmm. and 376. Well, I guess that therein lies my question, because number one goes from 53,000 to zero, and number two goes from zero to 35,000. So,
well, it's in the split amount. The first one is 53,450 commercial and 4,180 res. And that you have to.
So if it's totally res, then it's going to be 35,910. Is that what mm-hmm. you're telling me? Okay. And you have to assign that a new number?
Yeah, the tax book program, in order to, you have to abate it down to zero first with real estate, and then you have to add it back on it, the new value.
And assign a new number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Same property number, just different.
Same property number.
Just real estate number.
Is there a motion?
Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 9/9/2013. As presented.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit B, dated 9/9/13, as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay, the back side.
Yes.
On real estate. This was a refund that was promised mm-hmm. during Summer Board of Equalization. It was for a previous year. If you remember, the taxpayer called in and explained that there had been a clerical error. There was a decimal point issue, she thought. Do you remember that one?
No, but go ahead. There were several.
It was on July 2nd, and they had had a decimal point issue. They had changed it from 2545 to 25,450. Then a court order was submitted, but they didn't fully reduce it down back to the 2545.
When you say they, you mean the assessor?
The assessor's office.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that would have been in the totals for BOE? Why is it in... No?
No. Explain this is a previous tax year. You promised during the session...
We said during BOE that we would address this during mm-hmm. county commission. Okay,
correct.
I'm with you now. Okay, so and that matches the...
The original value, 2545.
Okay. call this Exhibit C.
Was that not already under?
No.
It's a refund.
No, this is a refund.
Motion for approval of Exhibit C with the date.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit C, dated 9/9/13, which is a refund, as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried.
That's all. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Road and Bridge update. Gentlemen, sorry to keep you waiting. Do y'all want to sit at one table or you want to split tables? There we go. Scott, were you here for this or for another issue that... Randy, for the record, so that we'll have it, will you fill us in on who all's here and that you're providing us with an update?
All right. In our road and bridge update, I have myself, Randy Hayes, Harlan Collins, Hilda Supervisor, David Stottle, Buchanan Road Supervisor, Devin Huff is Mount Branson Supervisor, and I've also asked Scott Sterrett to set in on one item I have on the update. Basically, our chip seal, we're...
Would you like to go to the item that Scott's here for, and then that would save a little bit of his time rather than...
Basically, the item I asked him to set on, we'd... We're looking at the transfer station, and actually the one item left to get us in compliance is the open doorways, basically where they used to have doors on the front of the building and also down below. In looking at the front of the building, we were thinking we could possibly build them doors ourselves just to put them back on there to get us in compliance and give us a little more time to look at different options with that building as a whole. The lower door, we were talking about putting just kind of an overhead type door. We could make a framework there and then have a company come in and just put a
well, originally door. We were going to build an extension for that so the trucks, because one of the trucks stick out, but mainly they load the trailer in there with one that's short enough. So I met with a gentleman Thursday, and we can do an overhead door and just run it straight up the wall and then just straight down. So I'm getting a quote on that for our lower door, working on some new track for the upper doors that Randy thought he could build, which I agree he can, to put new rolling doors in. I'd sent the manuals to Jeff City, and they sent us back five little adjustments to it, which Travis made. So I've sent their three final copies, and I gave Nikki a copy of the signed one. So that should be finished. So that should be two-thirds of the outstanding compliance deals that we needed. And then in our extension letter, they gave us that condition of 45 days, which is up September 22nd. So we just need to let them know if we're going to put doors on,
yep,
or do something different.
My suggestion is we have a sit-down and all of us and talk about this so that we can get some decisions made about what we're going to do rather than not talk about it.
And that's why we kind of came here, because the deadline's coming. Do you want us to get some numbers together or what it would cost to put the doors on?
If we're going to do it ourselves, and as you get started, you can give us some numbers, but that may change.
Yeah.
Especially with... using our, I guess you're talking about using our crew, because I see you got on here that Biggsy's back and some other thing. So if the deadline is up the 22nd, I read the compliance letters that you sent to us, and I think it would be a great help to us to show, as it did in those compliance recommendations, that pictures of things that we have accomplished that they wanted, that if we went ahead and got started on those things.
See, our extension deadline is 6 months, which we'd have 5 months. But we're supposed to, one of the conditions, within 45 days of the date of this letter, we must inform them, the Department of Natural Resources, whether we plan to install doors on the current facility or change that facility with an addition on the front or a whole new facility on site. We need to inform them is all we need to do. We have till January to actually do the work for the doors.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. But we have to September 22nd is we just have to inform them what we're going to do. So we've got time to sit down and talk about it.
Okay. I misunderstood.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
I just wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I believe that's why we need to sit down and have an open discussion and make a decision what we're going to do so that we can, in fact, answer that.
Then we'll have time to get the work done. So.
When? Let's not let it slide by. When will we have this sit down?
Sometime before the 22nd, for sure. So.
Thursday?
Thursday?
Is Thursday too soon? Danny, Brandon? Thursday morning, is that all right?
Yep.
You know what? I'm just a little confused on what you're talking about as far as having a sit-down discussion about building the doors when we know we're going to build the doors.
We don't know if we're going to build the doors. We don't know if we're going to add on, or we don't know if we're going to...
Well,
we don't know if we're going to move it. We don't know if we're going to do changes to it. We don't know if we're... We've talked about all those different options. That's what I'm saying. We need to finally decide so that we can tell them what we're... Am I wrong? Is that where...
They're right. We just need to inform the DNR which direction we're going by the 22nd. And then if it's the doors, we have till the end of January, I believe, to get that done. If we're going another direction, if we're progressing, I'm assuming that we'll have however long, as long as we keep them updated.
Right. That's what I understood. As long as we keep them updated, we can proceed. Okay.
If you got a proposal right now, we can hear it and decide. And I'm ready. No, I'm serious. I wasn't trying to be cute.
Well, the whole discussion about the entire footprint of the property is a big discussion.
I know.
A big discussion that has to be addressed, and the footprint of the property, what we plan on doing there and whether we get started is not going to take place by January. I don't see that happening.
But part of that overall decision and whether or not we're going to be working on the transfer station right now and making changes is part of that.
Danny, my thinking on the deal is that by the 22nd, if we do the doors, we can tell them, and that's what the 22nd is, I can draft a letter saying we're going to put the doors on. Then we'd have unlimited. We'd have everything satisfied. If it took a year, 2 years, five, I mean, we're just looking at this 22nd deadline for the letter. Then we'd have till the end of January to put on the doors. Then we'd have umpteen till whenever to...
That's where I'm
make
a little bit,
changes.
And you'll just have to excuse me. That's where I'm a little bit confused. I think we put the doors on, no matter what we do, that it buys us the extra time, even though we had changed the footprint.
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, I think that's where we're headed. And then that gives us all the extra time to figure in what we want to do with the footprint, because there's other properties involved possibly and everything else. So. I'm in for if we're doing it in-house, and I maybe that's where I was a little confused. If we're doing it in-house, I'd say...
Can we tell Scott we're ready to move forward then?
Move forward with the doors is what
Let's
I think.
It.
I'll draft a letter and let them know that we're going to get the doors on and have that taken care of.
That letter we got from DNR? that we just got in the mail last week?
That was just an inspection, and mainly it was dust.
Is that stuff been taken care of and everything?
It worked on.
Okay.
We just got a few minor things.
That, yeah, it wasn't anything major. They showed the beam that had been fixed, and they showed all the major stuff.
Right.
And we actually got pretty good remarks on everything, except for just a couple little things.
The fact that we had considered a problem with the dip in the floor, they said showed that we were trying to keep everything clean.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean,
it was kind of an interesting report that we have a problem that we've got to take care of, but it showed that we were trying to keep everything clean from the drop of the backhoe bucket. So, anyway, I'm ready to go with the doors, and that's what my.
Okay.
Hold up was
exactly why
and having a meeting and going through the discussion on it. So,
but Brandy, you had something else to say about that?
Well, if you guys are okay with that, do we want to go ahead and have a meeting Thursday, or just wait? And
I think we're
at a later date.
His marching orders right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That answers the immediate.
That takes care of the immediate. No, long term. I mean, that's a whole other.
We need to be having some discussions about, I believe, long term.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet.
Would you gentlemen be offended if I asked to have a 5-minute recess?
No. It'd be fine.
I really need one. We'll stand in recess for 5 minutes.